You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. If you're going to be in Chicago, come and see us for the draft. That's right, on Thursday, the day of the first round of the draft, Matt and I will be at the Red Ivy in Chicago. Come check us out. We'll be there broadcasting CBD live from Red Ivy, home of the Chi-Town Dog Pound, located on North Clark Street from 12 to 2 p.m. Central Time. Enjoy lunch specials, raffles, Browns giveaways, and more. For more info, visit fans.clevelandbrowns.com. Certainly looking forward to that, Matt. Should be a lot of fun.
Oh, for sure.
Yes. Should be a lot of fun.
New city, new environment.
Yeah.
Still crazy Cleveland Browns fans.
Still crazy. We've got a lot of them on the phones right now. 216-578-0850. Michael in Elyria, welcome to the show.
Hey, hello, guys. You got one of the best shows around when it comes to Browns review.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I really enjoy listening to you guys. You're patient, and you give the callers a chance to get their point of view across. Here's my point of view. Here's my take on it. I don't think the Browns are going to do anything as far as a quarterback is concerned, and for a good reason. And the reason being is that Ray Farmer said that he wanted to build through the draft. Not only that, they still don't know what they have in Johnny. That is the perfect cover to drop back, load up, save picks for that legendary player, and we know who that guy is, in 2016. You can't build a house until you get that piece set. And I hear a lot of folks going on, what they're doing, it doesn't make any, the reason it doesn't make any sense. The reason it doesn't make any sense is you cannot set that table until you get that guy. And if you love that guy enough, you will depart with those two picks, first round picks that you have. And I think that guy is Cardell Jones. I know what I've seen. You guys know what you've seen. He has it. And I think Ray Farmer knows that. He's not going to show his hand, and rightfully
right.
So. But I'll say this. He took two for the team, and he deserves to be that guy to make that call. And I think that's where we're going. The reason I hear all these folks going on, talking about, it doesn't make sense. We let guys with experience and talent go. It doesn't matter. We're going to set the table in 2016, and I am thrilled. I cannot wait. And I think Ray Farmer's doing the right thing. I can't wait till Cardell is in a Browns uniform.
That's interesting. There's a lot of ifs there. I think it is interesting. I think you do want to see what you have with Johnny. There are perhaps a little bit of a better quarterback crop next year, but I think this is a Browns team that is playing to get better now while also building for the future, because you don't bring in the veterans that they did unless you're focused on the now. You don't sign guys at the age of Tremont Williams and Randy Starks and Dwayne Bowe and Brian Hartline if you're only thinking about the future. So I do think they are, but they want to also win now, and they know they need to. I think that saying it's all in for Cardell Jones right now, nobody knows.
But that's right. But I think there's two things, very important things, when it comes to Cardell Jones. First is he actually going to play a 12-game football season at Ohio State? And that's something that I, personally have said. He's going to get the ball to start, and that roster, and again, I guess that schedule's not going to be tough enough that he'll win some football games, but I'm in love with the consistency of JT Barrett, and I think also, too, if Braxton or Cardell Jones down there in Columbus become your quarterbacks this year, I think you regress the Ohio State football program. Yes, you'll win, but then you got to go back to JT Barrett, essentially, or Kyle, you're a freshman, and neither of them get that playing experience that they would this year. And also, too, if Cardell Jones does blow everybody away, and he is by far and away the Jameis Winston / Marcus Mariota home run at the quarterback position, you're going to have to move up to number one to get him.
Right.
Or top three. And if you want the Cleveland Browns to progress this year and reach the playoffs, and we just had, we'll hear from Carlos Dansby, later in the week, talk about their goals of holding a trophy, you're not even close to being in play for number one.
No, that's not what you want to be. And again, the package of picks, it's all too much speculation. I think this year, I don't see them making any of those moves for the top quarterbacks this year.
No.
Where it's going to cause a mortgage of the future. You're going to see what you have in Johnny. You're comfortable with Josh McCown, and you're going to go through this season and see where you're at next year. Until you have a quarterback, you don't. But at the same time, I think they want to find out what they have in post-rehabilitated Johnny Manziel. And this is the same talent staff that picked him in the first round last year. It's not like it's a new GM and new talent evaluators who are here. It's the same coaching staff. So they definitely are interested in seeing what they have.
They absolutely are, and that's why I'm so excited about, you know, being here in Berea each and every day, having an opportunity to watch practice, watch this team develop. And for me, as a former player who's played on some very good teams before, I'll pull out all the aspects or attributes that this team has right now or develops through this offseason and compare them to teams that I was a part of and compare apples to apples. Okay, they do this very well, but they need to work on this. And that's why the one thing that jumped out of me, looking at the schedule, they need to be road warriors. You know, they need to go out. They need to split on the road this year somehow. With West Coast trips and all, they need to split on the road.
4-4 on the road.
4-4 on the road. And make First Energy your home field advantage the way it should be for a home team to feel.
I think it certainly was a great place to play last year, and I think it's only going to get better with the new uniforms.
Absolutely.
Phase two of the stadium renovations being taken care of and the like. Let's go now to Gabe and Marietta. Gabe, who's your favorite analyst when it comes to draft season?
Hey, guys, I love the show.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Hey, when you guys said draft analysis as a Browns fan, we're always talking about quarterbacks, so I got to go to John Gruden, his quarterback camp.
Oh, they're so fun.
I wait all year just to watch them. They're a great time. That's all I got for you guys. I appreciate it. Love the show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. I love Gruden's quarterback camp, too.
How do you not?
They're hilarious.
Yes. And I just love that he's complimentary the same way he is when he does his broadcast.
Yeah.
But yet, when he has them to himself, he can dig at them.
He'll needle him.
Personally. And of course, he probably sets the table for a lot of that, and or these guys have watched his quarterback camps prior to know that Jameis Winston's going to walk in, Crab Legs is going to come out of his mouth some way, shape, or form. And then also, too, just some of the dumb plays that Jameis might have thrown a bad pick in. But then also, too, go right back to the highlights of what makes him the potential number one overall pick.
Let's go to Nate in Dover now. Nate, welcome to the show.
How you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Hey, first and foremost, absolutely love the show. I don't get to listen to you guys live that often, but I've got the app, so I'm always kept up to date.
That's right. Get the Browns mobile app, people. You can get this show plus all kinds of other great Browns news right there in the palm of your hand.
It is amazing. Now I want to touch on a couple of things real quick. First thing, no way do you take a running back in the first round. No way.
Speaking your language, Nate.
I agree.
You've got two of what I would consider the best second-year backs in the league for three more years, cheap.
Yeah.
Why waste a pick on something like that? It just doesn't make sense to me. I think that a lot of Browns fans need to listen to you guys just a little bit more carefully because the insight that you guys give on this stuff is amazing.
Thank you.
Second of all, I believe in my heart that Devin Smith has as much, if not more talent than Amari Cooper. Why not take a closer look at him if we can get him? I don't think that he'll be there in the second round. But I just am not – I don't know.
He could slide in the first. He's very much right now a vertical guy, but I think he could be there at 43.
He is. He could be there at 43, and he brings up a great point. Simply because as we talk, Ray Farmer and some Browns representatives sat down with Breshad Perriman down in Orlando talking to him is, and that would be, in most cases, maybe at 12, for sure at 19 is where you consider a guy like him if you do want to go wide receiver and he's a top on your board. But then you look at a guy like Devin Smith, and I talked about how you bring in a guy to simply run a certain number of routes in the route tree. And Breshad Perriman with 4-2-2 and bad hands, he's running that deep, change the game type of route. But if you can get that and don't have to use 12 or 19 and go get value pass rusher or defensive tackle or vice versa and get a guy like Devin Smith who would be the same thing at 43 in the second round, less value. But still, you bring him in the game to make those acrobatic, deep down the field catches and develop into that guy for you.
You just be somebody that a defense has to account for.
Absolutely. You've addressed two vital needs of yours in the first round with immediate starters, and you go get a guy in Devin Smith as opposed to a Perriman you know, highly overvalued because nobody had him inside the top 20
but
until he ran 4-2.
Do, though, but a lot of people
are now after the 4-2.
But I'm even saying, say, like Greg Cosell, who studies a lot of film, we know him from NFL Films, thinks that he is the best receiver prospect in this draft.
Crazy. Well, I know that goes against what you think.
It's not what I think.
Because you're, you know,
I like Dorial Green Beckham.
You like Dorial Green Beckham. And for me, I think Amari Cooper, Kevin White are the top two. And then Devontae Parker has always been linked as that the third of the top three. So to interject him, because nobody else is saying that besides Cosell.
Right. Well, see, he's starting to climb up. I mean, a lot of people think he could go early. We'll see what that'll be one of the fun stories on draft day to see where Perriman actually does end up. Let's get one more call in here. We've got Randy in Cuyahoga Falls. Randy, welcome to the show.
Hi, fellas.
How you doing?
Great. Listen, I'm driving the Mariota bus. They got 20 picks this year and next year. Throw five of them at Tennessee, get Mariota in here. I don't think the draft is that deep. I don't see giving up 12 and 19 and a few other picks. We need the quarterback. Johnny ain't it.
And we don't know that. I don't think you can say that. For the people who are the staunchest Johnny supporters in the world out there, you cannot say that Johnny Manziel is going to be good. And the biggest Johnny haters out there, you cannot say he's going to be bad yet. We don't know. Nobody knows. If you're being honest about it, he's every bit as much of a wild card now as he was when you drafted
him. He absolutely is. And last year could be considered his preseason, and this could actually be considered his true rookie season. But that all being said, Nate, and I want you to just hone in on me. He said this is not a deep draft, okay? Maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong. But the three positions of need that are vital to the Cleveland Browns organization, pass rusher, defensive tackle, and wide receiver, are probably the deepest in the first 75 picks of many drafts in years past. You can't go wrong picking any wide receiver, any outside pass rusher, or any defensive tackle inside probably, say, the top 50 picks.
Well, you want to get the best ones, obviously.
You want to get, yes.
No, there
are
gonna
be,
there's good talent. There will be talent that you will have evaluated highly at those positions
correct.
In this draft.
So,
yep, very true. All right, when we come back, we're going to finish up our first hour. Still to come, Isaiah Crowell at 2 o'clock here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Zagura and Wilhelm, keep those calls coming, 216-578-0850. Do you want a running back in round one? I know Isaiah Crowell doesn't. Do you also, who's your favorite draft analyst? Who do you go to? Who's your go-to guy that you look at and you read and you listen to when it comes to this time of year? Let us know, 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm going to give you my heart.